Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Titus 2:2. That's our passage today. Here's what Paul writes to Titus. Older men are to be sober-minded, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith, in love, and in steadfastness. Now, I got to tell you, spiritual maturity and chronological age are not synonymous. Many believers with the benefit of years have not used those years for spiritual advancement. There are those who have moved into their 50s, 60s, 70s, and even 80s without moving farther along in their walk with Christ. The characteristics and qualities listed in today's passage are not for older men and women only, but those blessed with ears in the church need to demonstrate these qualities to the younger generations who are watching. Yes, we are to respect our elders, and our elders should be dignified by demonstrating temperance and standing firm in the faith, in love, and in steadfastness, Paul says. There's no such thing as sliding for home in the Christian life. Nowhere in Scripture do we find instruction for when to retire from the Christian life. We're told to press on, not set it out. The church desperately needs mature Christians willing to empty themselves into the lives of another generation. The future depends on it. So, mature believers, it's time to sign up for significant leadership. Impacting the future begins today. Father, fill the church with men and women who have the experience of the past, obedience in the present, and a vision for the future. In Jesus' name, amen.